speed and that goddamn thing.
Actually, you know, people when they cook their greens, do they ever boil a piece of meat along with it?
Oh yeah. That's the best way to cook greens, just boil a piece of bacon in there. But
Does that usually have a lot of lean on it, or mostly fat, or what?
Generally, it's mostly fat. That grease comes out and goes into your greens, gives them a better taste, seasoning taste.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with cabbage too, you cook them that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, what other kind of meat besides bacon can you smoke?
I don't know.
Do some people smoke their hams?
Yeah, but that's one kind of bacon, you see. The ham is the part of the hog to smoke. That's about the only thing I know of. The way of meat that you can smoke is the hog.
Mm-hmm.
The beef, you got to either put that in a deep freeze, take care of it, or take it and pickle it down in a barrel,
mm-hmm.
in the pickling water, and keep it that way.
Well, you know, if you wanted to buy a lot of bacon but not get it sliced up like you do now, you'd say that you're going to buy a whole
side of a hog, or whole shoulder, whole ham, or whole middling.
I see.
That's the kind of pieces it's sold in, middling, shoulders, and hams.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a whole one of whatever you want to buy.
Well, you know, when you slice it off the side like that, sometimes don't you have to cut off that tough edge that will come off with it?
You mean that tough
part of the bacon that's tough?
Old skin?
Yeah.
If you don't want to be bought with that skin, you got to cut it off. It's easy to cut off. You just peel it back and cut it as you peel it back.
Mm-hmm.
All I know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're boiling it, why? I always boil that bacon, because as long as I had my teeth and they were good, well, I'd eat that bacon rind, and I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call a man who sells meat and nothing else?
Butcher.
Do you still have butchers around?
Oh, yeah. All these stores, the rule, got a butcher shop back there, a butcher, where he sells meat.
Mm-hmm.
Slice the dip, cuts the dip, however you want it. Sell beef and pork, sheep and goat.
Well, to say if you kept your meat for too long, you'd say that it's done what?
Spoiled on you.
Oh, yeah. Can meat get strong without getting spoiled?
When it begins to get strong, it's beginning to spoil.
Oh.
It ain't going to get strong unless it...
It's on the way.
It's on the way, yeah.
I see. Well, is there anything that you can make with the meat from a hog's head?
Oh, you make that hog head sausage, hog head souse, some of them call it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that hog head sausage. You get two or three of them old hogs, and clean them heads like they ought to be and everything of that kind. Take them and put them in a big old wash pot and boil them till they're done.
Mm-hmm.
Cut the jowls over them. Throw the jowls in there with them as a rule. Cook them. Get that meat all nice and tender and all. Take it in and run it through a sausage mill. Peel it off the bone. Grind it in the sausage mill. Season it up like you want. But I'm going to tell you something. When you get that done, if you ain't got a bad stomach, you will soon have if you got any age on you.
Is that right?
Because it's too greasy to kill anybody.
Mm.
But I want to tell you, it's a long go. People that's able to eat it, they sure go for it.
Yeah.
I always went for it.